Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, Lisa Hayes. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today to the I Love Politics show. I'm your host. I'm B. Says. My show today, no little bit pregnant, nor white privilege. It's either all or nothing. There is no little bit pregnancy. There is no little bit of white privilege. You either are or you are not. And, of course, every citizen can't experience pregnancy, and every citizen can't experience white privilege. They're unique. Today is Monday, January 18, 2016. We celebrate Martin Luther King, his life, his legacy. He fought and died coming against white privilege. He felt the nation would be better without, he fought and died for equality for all people, all God's children. And today, January 18, 2016, the fight continues. There's been enough time passed that we shouldn't be in this same fight. It's an insult to his memory that the fight continues. But I pay tribute today to the fight, the fighters, the protesters that stood up in Ferguson, to the killing of Mike Brown. After the strangulation death of Eric Gardner. After the criminal hunting down death of Trayvon Martin. A group of protesters stood up in Ferguson to say no more. No more will we remain quiet while these things are happening, because Black Lives Matter. And just like there is no little bit of pregnancy, there is no little bit of white privilege. It either is or it is not. Supremacy, white privilege, white power, white poverty. Our nation is crumbling because of white privilege and white lies. Is there a difference in white supremacy and white privilege? In actuality, the answer is no. There is none. There is none. Privilege. Dictionary says a special advantage, immunity, permission, right, benefit granted, advantage, immunity, permission, right, benefit granted. Supremacy, and that's privilege, supremacy, possesses the quality or condition of being supreme. Power to defeat, mastery, creates. You see, the power to dominate, power of authority, quality or condition being right to be supreme. That's your supremacy, privilege, special. So they're the same. Supremacy and privilege are one and the same. No difference exists in the two. Neither one can be the other by the same person or at any given moment. Sorry, either one can be the other by the same person at any given moment. Call it white privilege. But it's because of white supremacy, because they are actually the same. Look around and see how white supremacy, white privilege, is bringing down the nation of America. It's bringing it down. All of these crimes and things that's going wrong, we end white supremacy, we end the white lies, and we end these things. Now, let me be perfectly clear. The poor will always be amongst us. Sin will always be with us. But we don't have to exploit one another. One group of people continuing to exploit another group of people. That's supremacy. Deal in white supremacy and white privilege. Businesses deal in white supremacy and white privilege. Institutions deal in white supremacy and white privilege. Schools, hospitals, everywhere you go in this country, white supremacy, white privilege sticks its head out. And it brings down the nation. The one greatest reason is too many whites are actually contributing to continued white supremacy, claim the behavior. It is no way. Not me. It seems easy enough for the masses to recognize white privilege prevails and whites reap, but the whites cannot mesh white supremacy and white privilege. Those who are against white supremacy are living white privilege every day of their life. But you can't tell a lot of people that for them to understand that. It's called playing the race card. The truth is called playing the race card. And I have not a clue what that means. I know my life. And I've seen doors close in my face because of the color of my skin. And I ain't had no cards in my hand. I've heard words spoken that told me white supremacy lives here. Words matter. But white supremacy and white privilege is the same to any person of color who didn't get the job, who didn't get the pay raise, who didn't get the promotion, or didn't get that business loan, or that house mortgage, or that opportunity to go to school with that grant, didn't get it, didn't get enough money to be able to go to school and be able to take care of yourself with the part-time job. It ain't no little bit of pregnancy, and it ain't no little bit of white privilege. Look around you. Country is hurting because slavery has never been, the remnants of slavery still lives with us, and slavery is still very much a part of America. And white supremacy and white privilege keeps it going. How does the America you desire look? That's what I want to know from you. How does he look? Policing and courts have been rendered less power. So poverty is now all inclusive. So now more poor whites than poor people of color dwell in this nation. Doesn't make it any less better. Because when you 1 in 6 of the people in your nation live in poverty, then that means at least half of those others left, at least half, are poor, working. And then another group, before you get on up into the top percentage, is working poor. So we got 1 in 6 living in poverty. We got millions who are poor people, not in poverty, not indigent, but poor people. And then we got working poor people in this country who work every day and depend on subsidies from the government, and without it, they would drop to poverty. And the reason for that is because our courts no longer can look in my black face and look in your white face and just openly give you the job like they used to be able to do. You see, I remember when people would line up for a job opening. It might be 2 openings, 3 openings, and it might be hundreds of people in line, and they will look at every person. And poor people, but some white, some black, and white privilege ruled every time. The job and the black stepped back. Even on jobs, because of white privilege, there was a time when openly whites were paid more doing the same jobs than blacks, than people of color. That's why there was a time in America, themselves white on applications, so that they can receive the benefits of being of their white skin. And blacks who had white skin would pass so that they can receive white privilege. And under white privilege, you got the job, you get more pay, you got more favor from the bosses, you got more favor everywhere you went because of white privilege in America. And the thing is, it's not past tense. It exists still today in the same ways, except for now there are laws if you find out your white counterpart is getting paid more than you. There's no little bit of white privilege, just like there's no little bit of pregnancy. You either are or you are not experiencing it. And white people get privileges that people of color do not. And until white people who get in these poop butt privileges realize that they're in the same boat as the people of color, prosperity will never come to working class Americans. Working class Americans should reap prosperity because wages should give people enough to have to live comfortably every day, to cover housing and food and clothing and transportation and vacations and luxuries. But it ain't gonna happen as long as poor white people favor rich white people because they get a privilege of not being looked down upon as blacks and other people of color are looked down upon. But I come from a school. I come from a time when I used to have opportunity to talk to white people who would say things to me like, let me tell you something. You black. And there's a lot of opportunities you didn't get. And here you are working right along beside me. There was a time when that wouldn't have happened. But you know what? When I see white people who haven't been as successful as you have been talking to me, I don't feel sorry for them. Because they had no reason to not reap the successes that they could have. They just didn't do it. But you was able to open doors and do things for yourself that they should have been able to do for themselves, but they didn't. So I don't feel sorry for no white person who haven't been successful in America. You see, white privilege knows what white privilege is. Whether white people admit it to you or not, they know it. But the thing is, in the heart, I do believe, of a lot of people, they think white privilege, yeah, it's wrong, but it's not hurting anything. It is hurting everything. They think, but I'm not a white supremacist, but you could be if you wanted to be. So in my eyes, they're the same. You just don't cross all the same lines. You see the skinheads cross all the same lines. You see the KKK cross. You don't want to kill anybody. So you think white privilege and white supremacy is different in that white privilege means you just get some things extra, but white supremacy means you want to kill black people, and I sure don't want to kill nobody. So I'm not a white supremacist. They're the same, guys. I want you guys to know they're the same. White supremacy is power, authority, power to dominate. Thank you. Power to dominate, possessing the quality or condition of being supreme, power to defeat, mastery, power to defeat a whole group of people, power to be master over a whole group of people. You got the money. So white privilege, you're there. It's just a matter of you saying, okay, I'll do the supremacy thing. Because it's the same. It's time to end it. And I believe that if white Americans, and I'm going to say white Americans, but let me clarify this. Not all black Americans know black history. But black Americans don't have to know black history to know that white privilege rules their lives. But I think white Americans need to know black history to know white privilege rules over blacks in America. White lies is what prevents racial equality in America. Petitions support white privilege in America. Every time Black Lives Matter comes up with politicians, they start talking about crime. Every black person is not visiting crime or have not visited crime in their life. But most black people do not earn what their white counterparts earn, and that's because of white privilege. And this white privilege has nothing to do with whether or not that black person has been in jail. It has nothing to do with whether or not that black person is educated. It has nothing to do with whether or not that black person wears a suit or jeans and a t-shirt. White privilege is about the color of a person's skin and hatred that was handed down in America from slavery. Because white privilege at one time It meant nothing, because the only thing at one time in America that meant anything was wealthy white men, when they owned everybody and everything. They own their women, they own their children, they own their sons until their sons became rich, and if their sons didn't become rich, they own their sons. They own everybody, every establishment, every institution. They owned even the government. Wealthy white men. After slavery was abolished, white privilege took on a life. The slavery was abolished. Poor white men were no longer able to rule over anybody. And they didn't move up even a rung with wealthy white men. Matter of fact, they moved down. So where it used to be wealthy white men, white middle class, poor whites, we ended up with privilege began to take its place then. Had to separate them poor white people from them Africans. So white privilege has to take its run and start to run its course. And it started with policing. Whoop the black heads, lock them up, and we'll put them to work on plantations to serve their time so we will get free labor. That was what white privilege was about. But as time went on and things evolved, it was no longer easy to separate black people, working class black people, from working class white people. So the white privilege continued, but on the jobs, the blacks got less money, fewer jobs, worse jobs, and white privilege got more money, never unemployed, and they got the best jobs. More jobs, best jobs, more money, white privilege. No jobs, little money, black people of color. So after the civil rights was passed in the 60s, because, you know, before then, the Mexicans in America checked the white box, and the blacks checked the black box. And then after civil rights, the whites kept checking the white box. The blacks kept checking the black box. And they had to add a box for Hispanics. Mexican descent, Mexican Hispanic descent, which I don't remember how it all was going down. But then no longer were Mexicans white after civil rights. But Mexicans was white before civil rights, because white was right and they could check that box because of the color of their skin. That was white privilege. Our history is colorful. Wealthy white men took the land that belonged to Indians and would not allow Indians to own their own land because Indians were not Christians. Will somebody tell that to the governor of South Carolina? Will somebody who's listening right now in Carolina get a history book and share it with the governor who says America has never made any laws with regard to the color of people's skin or to religion? I'm going to invite people to go and attend a Black History program during the month of February. Now, most times I would say any program, but I saw a Martin Luther King. I didn't look at it, but I heard some of it. A Martin Luther King celebration where Trump went to speak, it's a disgrace to the name of Martin Luther King Jr., what Trump did there. So be careful when you pick some Black History programs. I suggest that you go to Ebony, Essence, NAACP, Urban League. Go on to those websites like that and find some programs for Black History during the month of February. And if you care about people, or if you would like to care about people, attend those programs with an open mind and learn about America history and learn about blacks in America. And you will find out that the truth is, in America today is always, white privilege leads, white privilege rules, and white lies set up the climate for all the people to accept what whites do. That's where we are. And let me be clear. White lies are not told only by white people. And not all white people are telling the white lies. They make that perfectly clear. But all said and done, white people live the white privilege. And others get a little white privilege here and there that's passed to them based on what white person they know. But the issue is, equality should be there for every American regardless of the color of skin. And in order for us to do that, all Americans must connect, issue-based connection, or we'll never get to where we need to be economically, judicially, societally. We must be equal in this country. It's not rocket science to promote the best that American can be. It doesn't take rocket science. It takes honesty. It takes prayer. It takes faith. It takes work. And we must end white privilege, and we must end the white lies. For when we look at America past the racial dishonesty test, not past the racial dishonesty test, but America is racist. And even the people who are not, we are living in the structure, institutional-wise, of racism, and it must end. Because America was founded on lies to the Indians and founded on lies for bondage of Africans, and America hasn't repented for neither of the two, and America must, and we all must do it together. And I'll say, in 2008, the people of America decided we must do better. Now it's time for us individually to do better. Get on board. End the racism.